So we're going to start with tefillah, and this is not the most inspirational way to start, but we'll look at the makoros and start building up from what we're doing. Okay, so the Mabit, who is a Bar Plukta from the Beis Yosef. Okay, so we're talking about very old. We'll try to go back to my makoros from a while ago and build up from there. So he asks two questions, really three questions when it comes to tefillah. We'll start off. The first is, the Gemara asks, in Brachos, in Daf Tes, in Daf Dalet, the Gemara asks why we interrupt Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael to Shmona Esrei if there's such a big Indian called Smichas Geula Tefillah. To connect the Geula of Mitzrayim to tefillah is so important, so how can we add in there Hashem Sassai Tiftach Lefiyah Gitti Lasafa? The Gemara answers that once Chazal said it in tefillah, so it became a tefillah richta damya, as some gear says in the Gemara. It became like one long tefillah. What in the world does that mean? Just because why they instituted it to begin with? No one instituted it, and we could connect Gal Yisrael to Shema Esrei. Why did they put it in there to begin with? That's question one. Question number two is the Mabit says this is considered a davar kashad ma'od. Says this is a very, very hard question. And that is that if he says they'll bring a mashal. He says if you go ahead and you have a person that that asks a rich person for something, he says, look, I need some money. And the guy says, no, I'm not giving you. He comes back the next day and he says, look, I'd like some money. He says, no, I'm not giving you. And the third day he comes back again and he says, I'd like some money. It's the biggest chutzpah in the entire world. And what do? We do it three times a day. Forget about once every day. And three times a day we come to Hashem, we say, give me money, and I didn't get it. And he asked me again, give me, and didn't get it, and again. We do it at Marv. It's really not appropriate. So how can we go ahead? And this is my beat's kasha. There's not someone in the central asking this question. Okay, this is my beat asks this kasha. He said, how could it be? He says, this is a davar kasha ad ma'od, this kasha. Very, very schwer. Question number three, this also my beat asks. Says, the Gemara says in Brachos, on Daf Lamed Aleph Man Aleph, the Gemara says that the way that actually I think it's Lamed Dalet Man Aleph. The Gemara says that the way the tefillah really happens is that the first three are like an evich, a shofech, shvach lefnei Ravo. He's pouring his praise to Hashem, to his master. The next one is like an eved that's asking pras from Rabbo. And the third is a person that received his pras from the Rabbo. That means that, the Pashup Shad of the Gemara, is at the end of Shmona Esrei, we're not saying modu menachtu lecha on the fact that, oh, I'm I'm healthy. We're saying thank you for giving us what we just asked for. So he says that's not true. No, you didn't get anything yet. So how can 3 seconds after you ask for all these things in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you go ahead and it's like an evet kibel pras marabu. You didn't get any pras yet. Okay, that's his kasha. So he answers as follows. This is the first mar makum that we have over here. He says, el kavana satfilihi, what is the idea of tefillah? Lahakir ulahoros, to recognize and to show ki ein ba'olam lemisha roi lispal ki im lakel yisbarach. The whole point of tefillah is not to ask for anything and get anything. That's how we look at tefillah. And that's the whole assumption of all these questions. It's to ask, to get. No, the point is just to show and to recognize that the person to daven to is Hashem. Shehu adon l'chol ha'olam, he's the master, v'sha'anachnu chaseir, we're lacking. V'kam advarim ha'muskarim b'tefillah, from all the things that we mention in tefillah. V'anu zochim osam l'fanav. So we mention the things that we are lacking. Kedei she'nakir, in order for us not to get things, but we mention things that are lacking in order to recognize she'ein mi she'yachol esapik tzarchenu l'hatzilenu v'kol tzarasenu kimakel yisbarach. The only person, the only thing that can go ahead and fulfill all of our needs and save us is from Hashem. And therefore we go ahead and we throw our load on him. And when you think like this, you're yotzi in mitzvah tefillah. Hashem atov be'inav yaseh, and Hashem does how he pleases. If he wants to, if it's right or not. But there's no expectation at all that when you daven, you're going to go ahead and get anything from your tefillah. That, or right away, takes away. A lot of times people say, like, oh, you know, I don't daven. Why not? Because I daven so hard for something, I didn't get it. The Mabir holds that the tefillah is not to ask for something and get it. There's not no relationship between the two things. The only point of tefillah is almost like an exercise. I'm lacking knowledge. I'm lacking health. I'm lacking money. I'm lacking this. I'm lacking this. Go over it to remind ourselves what we need, and the fact that we state these things in front of Hashem, that shows that the only person that can give us these things is Hashem. But the whole idea is really just for us to be able to enhance ourselves within. And he says that that's the pshad in kibul pras merabo. He says, kibul pras merabo, what's the pras? It's not that the tefillah answered, it's that now you've recognized that you're lacking these things, and Hashem is the only person that can give it to you. That is the pras. I mean, after I finish Shomei Tefillah, I just went through my whole laundry list of things that I'm lacking and Hashem is the only one who can give it to me, I am now a different person, right? My emuna and my recognition of Kodesh Baruch Hu is so much higher. And that's my pras. So right away, I'm thanking Hashem for that. I'm thanking Hashem for giving me the ability to have this heightened awareness of my needs and Hashem being the one that fulfills my needs. Okay, unbelievable. Now, okay, let's go back early. The smack was with Balei Tosos. He says the exact same thing. Okay? If you ask for something, don't say, because of my tefillah, I'm going to get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'elasi. That's a bad thing, and it reminds Hashem of all the bad things that you do. You should think, maybe Hashem will give it to me because of chesed, not because of my tefillah. My tefillah is not going to result in Him giving it to me. Out of nowhere, Hashem is going to give it to me. So what's the point of asking? If the whole point is that Hashem is going to give it to me because of chesed, not because I asked Him for it, not because I shuckled really hard, right? So what's the point of me asking? In order to put into my heart, to remind myself how much I am, I'm totally on Hashem. No one else can go ahead and do this either. This is the Chovas HaLevavos in source 3 says the exact same thing. So this is going even earlier than the Balei Tosos. Okay, this is the earliest we've shown him. The Chovas HaLevavos says the exact same thing in the Paragimel of Shar Cheshbon and Nefesh. It says the Ofen HaShmonasar, the 18th way. He talks about one of the Sadiqim that after his tefillah, he would say as follows, I didn't have the chutzpah to go ahead and stand in front of you. Nothing. We'll skip this whole thing, skip to the next paragraph. You know the way that I act. I didn't mention my needs in order that you should go ahead and pay attention to that. I should feel the gold of chasoni to see how much I'm lacking in lecha, and how much I'd be talking in you, that you're the one that gives me everything that I need. If I ask for something that's good for me, you know better than me, so therefore, that's irrelevant. I ask for things, you at the end know if it's good for me or not. The only reason I asked them was in order for me to enhance the fact that I need you in the greatest way. So that's what he says that these ma'amakomas are showing. We'll see another mahalach. This is not the standard way I think that people think that tefillah is. We'll see another mahalach soon, or maybe tomorrow. But this, the mabit, the smak, the chovas halvavos, they're understanding that really the whole point of tefillah is that we strengthen within ourselves the knowledge, the recognition that we're lacking things, and we're mentioning this to Hashem because we know that He's the only one in the world that could give us any of these things. The Sfarno, famous Sfarno, I think it's famous. He says that by Bilam's donkey. So the pasuk says, "Vayiftach Hashem es pi ason," the source Dalet, Perich of Beis, pasuk of Chesin b'Midbar. So "Vayiftach Hashem es pi ason," that He opened up the mouth of the donkey. Nasim b'koach ledaber. Hashem gave, the Sfarno says, Hashem gave the donkey the power to speak. Ki inyan Hashem svasai tiftach. He says, just like we say Hashem svasai tiftach. What does that mean? So what it means is, when we say Hashem svasai tiftach, basically what we're saying to Hashem is that we have no ability to open up our mouth and speak. We have no control of our ability to speak. The only reason we're able to speak in front of you, Hashem, is because you, Hashem, allow me to speak. Just like you let the donkey speak. We think, well, Hashem lets a donkey speak, that's like a special thing. He lets me speak, that's normal. No. The fact that you let me speak is the same thing as letting the donkey speak. It's all up to you. We can't do anything without you, Hashem. We're totally meshubed to your ability to do anything. And that is the Indian of Hashem Sosai Tiftach, that we kick off the tefillah by saying to Hashem, look, Hashem, we're nothing. We can't do anything. Please open my mouth so I can speak, just like you opened the donkey's mouth to speak by Bilam. Okay? Rabbeinu Bachai says that, so now we can answer our original question, right? The Mabit answered the question number two and question number three. What is the idea of pras merabo? It's the recognition that now I know that Hashem gives me whatever I need, and I can't do anything without Hashem. What's the inyan of davening? Isn't it a chutzpah to go ahead and ask each time? No, the point of asking is not to get anything. You're not really asking the rich man to give you money. You're just coming in. It's like going to the therapist and saying, look, I'm at this, and I'm at this, and I need this, and I need this, and then you walk out. You hope you listen and invite it. Okay, so now what's the answer to the first question that we said? Why would you put Hashem Slesai Tiftach in the beginning of Shemona Esrei if it's breaking between the Geula and the Tefillah? So the answer is because Hashem Slesai Tiftach is almost like the koteret of the entire idea of Shemona Esrei. What's the whole idea of Shemona Esrei? That you're going in and now you're going to list your laundry list of things that I can't do on my own. Hashem, I need you for knowledge. I need you for this. I need you for that. So Hashem says, "Hey, Tiftach is like the best way of starting off. Hashem, I can't open my mouth and speak to you. It's all up to you. So open up, please open my mouth and let me speak, just like I did by the donkey. And therefore, it's the greatest way to kick off the idea of Shemona Esrei. And that's why it's a tefillah arichta damya, because it's mamish. The same inyan. It's not like a new thing. It's the same inyan of all of tefillah. Okay, we'll stop with this. Rabbeinu Bechai, this is ma'amish unbelievable. It might be life-changing for you, so hold on. Everyone knows that you keep your feet together in davening because, the Shulchan Aruch says it, because it's supposed to be like a malach. Malachim have feet together, and it's supposed to be like a malach. Why do you want to be like a malach? I don't know. You'll tell me later, okay? But that's, everyone knows you have to be like a malach. Why do you have to be like a malach during Shemona Esrei? I don't know. Okay, Rabbeinu Bechai says a different pshat. And why you keep your feet together in davening? Okay? This is Bamidbar Pek, Design Pasuk of Days. He's speaking over there about Nefilas Apayim. Why would we bend down, fall down when we say Nefilas Apayim? And he says that at the very, very end, he says, V'zeh dugmas, is line underlined here, V'zeh dugmas ma'ashem maskim im libo b'kivun raglav b'tfila ki'ilu raglav kabulim. That you're supposed to, when you put your feet together, what happens when I'm standing up, right, and my feet are apart? So if you try to push me, I'm not going to fall, right? But if my feet are together, and then you push me, I'm going to fall right down, right? I'm not in control in my ability to stand in a strong way when my feet are together. It's like I'm tied up, kabulim, I'm tied up. Right? So, in cheftzo toli ba'atzmo. So what that's showing is Hashem, I'm standing like this. Hashem, I can't stand on my own. I have no ability to function on my own. My whole ability to stand is because of you. And therefore, he says, we stand like that in order, again, the same idea, is to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can't do anything without you. Okay, so we'll stop with here. Tomorrow we'll see the Sefer Ikrim on the second side of the page. There's a different mahalach of tefillah, and that maybe afterwards we'll combine both together. Okay, have a good day.